There are no injuries associated with the truck catching fire on US 84 yesterday. The driver was near old 84 number 3 when his truck caught fire. He pulled over and got out. By the time fire crews arrived, the vehicle was engulfed in flames. No word what started the fire. Louisiana shrimpers are asking the federal government for help.
Louisiana Shrimp Association President D.C. Cooper says imported shrimp is greatly denting the livelihoods of Louisiana shrimpers.
We're trying to compete with foreign market that's coming in here. And at this point in time, we're getting to a point where we can't make it anymore.
And it's not just the low prices, it's the restaurant's dishonesty about the origins of the shrimp, the mixing of imported and domestic shrimp, and the near non-existent inspection of imported shrimp.
Everything that the world is rejecting is coming to our country.
So Cooper is asking the federal government to start limiting shrimp imports to 1.5 billion pounds a year. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The Mississippi Business Alliance announced Lockheed Martin's C-130J Super Hercules as the winner of the 2026 Mississippi Makers Challenge. The competition determines the coolest thing made in Mississippi. From medical evacuation and aerial refueling to firefighting, humanitarian relief, and combat operations, the C-130J Super Hercules is known for its versatility, adaptability, and dependability for 27 nations. The Department of Health awards more than $2 million to UL Lafayette as part of its initiative to improve health care in rural areas. Almost $1.6 million of that money will go toward the College of Nursing and Health Sciences. The dean of that college, Dr. Lisa Broussard, says the goal is to prepare student nurses to become practitioners in rural areas.
Focus on understanding the needs of our community members and our citizens of Louisiana living in these rural areas that have limited access in some cases to the kind of health care that they need.
Dr. Broussard says the grant will let the school admit additional students. The Mississippi River at Natchez Vidalia is at 17.90 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.